Blog Talk Radio.
Week. Natalie is on the East Coast, and you're somewhere maybe in between, but we're so glad that you began, that you checked in with us this morning, or afternoon again, noon, 12 noon Pacific time, 10 o'clock here on Maui and 3 Eastern, and again, welcome to Universal Radio, a program, it's about real estate, you betcha. We're going to really help you learn more about real estate, whether you're a buyer, whether you're a seller, whether you are a real estate agent or broker. Natalie Mullinex, of course, we've mentioned it before, and she doesn't like to toot her own horn, but that's my job. Very successful, many, many years in the business, and both in Maryland and in Hawaii. And now, really, as kind of... the last couple of years, or a few years really, been working on the concept of Realty Universe, and we've talked about the menu systems, and we'll continue to talk about those. RealtyUniversal.com is the website, by the way. You can go there and see all of what we talk about. Each week, we kind of, first half hour or so, we take real estate issues, talk about those, and then the second half hour, we love to talk about God, about the universe, about giving back, about being the change on this planet. And that's, again, the thing that Natalie and I, that's our heart. That's our passion. My I guess, tent-making, if you will, passion, radio, the way I've made money and do make a living. And Natalie, of course, in the real estate area. But one thing that we share as we've joined together in this venture is the desire to see the world be changed, and we can be that change. We have the power every day to make someone's day, and so that's just an amazing thing. And our show is about encouraging you to be that change. And Natalie Mullinex,
hey Randy, hey Randy, how's your workshop going over there?
We had it on Saturday, our marriage conference. We had 30 couples, and
great.
As you know, for Maui, that's a crowd.
Sure. That's fantastic. And you had marriage couples right before Valentine's Day. How wonderful. That's really...
we kind of promoted it as
perfect
what better
timing.
Way, what better gift to give, you know, your spouse or your loved one than your time to enhance your relationship. And I know you ladies, it's about the quality time. We guys like to multitask. We like to be with you and be on the phone and the computer and the this and the reading the paper and watching the TV.
I thought women were the ones who multitask. I didn't think men were good at that. But I get it now.
Well, we try.
That's good.
Try.
That guys, you guys are getting better at that then, huh? We women just like to talk, and we want you all to listen. That's the problem. that's not a problem.
I heard a statistic, and I don't know if you've ever heard this before. This is just a scientific fact that, and it's, again, kind of the reason for a flashpoint with men and women. Think about it. A guy comes home from work, you know, tired, been working, talking all day, and, of course, often the spouse has been with maybe children and has been looking forward to adult conversation, you know, and whatnot. And the fact is that women have about 25,000 words a day that they on average use, and men only have about 12,000.
Wow.
By the time we get home from work, we've used our 12,000, and women, you women are halfway, you're halfway home. So you got another 12,000 to use. I think that's kind of true. I've seen that to be the case in our relationship. I know with Monica and I, and don't know about you, but I thought that was
that's really good. And then I think women, we like to ask questions, and men don't always want to hear. Like one question, then another question, another question. Men are saying, oh, my God, you just asked me all these questions, and I'm still thinking about the first question, you know? So I think it's kind of that makes sense then. If we have that much of a vocabulary, that would make sense then why our questions are like 3-1, right?
Yeah, it's rapid fire, and we can't really, you know, like you say, when you're asking stuff, we're thinking about it. Just because we're quiet, it's not that we're not thinking about it or that we don't care. It's just that we are thinking about it, and sometimes processing it for guys, especially if they're emotional issues, it takes a while because we guys don't know how to define emotions, and so often our default emotion is anger, right? Whenever we're feeling whatever, you know, overwhelmed or insecure.
I mean, that's
or whatever,
that's why the men will say, what do you want now? What? No, because it's too many things, right?
Default anger, our default emotion is anger, and so we just get angry.
God.
And then, But anyway, that's kind of the marriage thing. We had a great time, 30 couples, and we're going to be heading over this Saturday to Molokai and speak at a church there at Molokai.
I love Molokai. Molokai is so quaint. It's just wonderful. It's just to me, that's a great weekend getaway. Molokai is just so nice. Yeah. Well, good. We were going to, on the real estate end today, we were just going to go over, you know, something that's been around for a little while for homeowners that are underwater. It's called the HAMP and the HAFA program that the government started implementing HAFA back in April 5th, 2010. It took a while for the bugs to get out, but it's still around, and I think it's a good program for people to look into if they are underwater. So we're going to go over a little bit about that. And the government also just implemented a program called HARP, H-A-R-P, in October of 2011. They've been getting the bugs out, but it's a home affordable refinance program. The loans had to have been originated prior to May 31st, 2009, and people have to be current on their loan. But the idea behind this program is that the lenders are trying to get the lenders to lower the principal owed on the loan, which could be great. So if you owe $200,000, it may come down as much as to $160,000. And they're also lowering the interest rate. So that's something that's really good to look into if you haven't heard about it. It's called the HARP program, H-A-R-P. Again, you have to have taken the loan prior to May 31st, 2009, and you have to be current on your payments. Whereas with the HAMP program and HAFA, you don't have to be current. I mean, it's a different situation the qualifying. On the HAMP and HAFA program, HAFA is actually set up for short sales. HAMP is if they're going to do a loan modification for you. And what is needed is you're supposed to apply for the HAMP loan modification first, and then if you get turned down, then you, at your own discretion, can switch to the HAFA program. I highly recommend it. If you're behind and you're trying to, or you can just do a straight short sale. But a couple things that make sense into why you would want to go into the HAFA program is that you're given $3,000 at closing to be able to relocate, or you know, as a seller credit to assist you with moving on. Also, if you have a second mortgage, the second mortgage has to agree to take a lesser amount. It's like, I think it's $3,000, $6,000. I have to look at this right now. So if you have a second mortgage, it's going to help you in that capacity to negotiate. Now, the HAMP and HAFA program, the drawbacks are the HAFA program takes a lot longer than a regular short sale. And there's so many different departments and investors and people involved, it's a lot harder than just a straight, say, for example, Bank of America, you know, Wells Fargo, just a straight going through the short sale department sale. But it's, you know, you can talk to real estate brokers, contact us, whomever. Also, of course, you'd get legal advice to see which is the best way to go. But I think it's definitely worth looking into. It gives you a little bit more leverage with the second. But it's not as it's supposed to be quicker. It was set up to be quicker, and I found it takes a little bit longer than the other ones. So these are just now the other couple of particulars is that you cannot. It must be your primary residence, and if you're going to go through HAFA, and the mortgage can't exceed $729,750. So it's, good for quite a lot of people out there, not everybody. But we just wanted to go over that and bring it up a little bit because there's some programs that have come out and gone by the wayside. This is one of the programs when it first came out. You may have heard a lot of horror stories where people were trying to do loan mods and they thought they were going to be approved. And then months and months, months later, they were told to make a certain a lower payment for 3 months. And then they really thought they were approved only to find and receive letters in their mailbox after the three-month payments that they were not approved. And some people weren't advised, which they should have been, and I've just heard a lot of stories, to switch over to HAFA at that point. So I'm just mentioning it. We want to mention it today because, you know, a lot of people may think it's gone away, and it hasn't. That's under Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. So that's any questions, Randy? I think you're always the guy with the questions over there.
Well, you're the expert in real estate. I'm the radio guy, but I think I'm what you would call every man or every woman. As you talk, I think about what you're saying from just a perspective of a homeowner, which I am. And to be honest, I shared our story.
Right, exactly.
And,
I think we lost you. Can you hear me? I can't hear you at all.
You can't hear me?
Now I can, but I couldn't hear you for the last 30 seconds.
Oh, okay. It's interesting that you can get a loan mod, and the language in the letter makes you think that you're approved, and yet really, legally, I mean, by what they say, they're in essence maybe not necessarily approving you, but giving you a trial period. Or I think that's often the case, right, that they give you maybe a three-month trial period to see if you can make the payments at the reduced payment.
Right, but what was happening is I think when it first came out, the program, they were so backed up and it wasn't really spelled out enough, and there was just a lot of confusion amongst the lenders, and there was a backlog, and I think they've worked a lot of that out. It's a lot better now than it used to be. You know, there's many times where you're just going to go straight into a short sale, but I mean, and do a regular short sale because it could be quicker. Again, this was set up to where it was supposed to be guaranteed to be quicker, but it's not. I mean, but it's just another program out there, and you always want to get good advice to see which way you can go. It's really good for leverage on seconds. A lot of the second lenders are negotiating. I just closed one Monday that the second took a couple hundred thousand off, and we worked it out. And I mean, that happens constantly, but sometimes you'll find smaller banks that are holding paper maybe not willing to do it. But if the first was through the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac loans, you can or government-backed loans, they don't actually lend, then you may want to go right into the HAMP and the HAFA, and it gives you a little bit more leverage with the second, because when the first is doing this, the seconds have to agree to take less. So there's all these little loopholes, and that's why there's so many different reasons. That's why it's always important, though, to have an expert or talk to somebody that knows these programs and knows what they're getting into, because there's just so many different reasons why you would want to do it or wouldn't want to do it. But now if it's, the properties, million-dollar properties, or, if the loan's over $729,750, you can't do it. So there are, limits to some of these programs. Yeah, and just like the HARP program that they're trying to work the bugs out on that, a lot of these people have to be current, but wow, what a deal to be able to go through a program that may knock your, it's based on the premise with the HARP program is based on the property being worth a lot less than what you owe just because of the market, and lenders coming more down to market value, and that's a pretty good deal. I think that could be a win-win. I'm surprised the lenders aren't kicking and screaming, with that, because they're giving up a lot of money, but I guess in the long run they're saving from losing the money anyhow through foreclosure.
Now, in the HIP and the HOPA, they're government programs, right? Correct?
Right, yeah, they're government-backed programs, yep. Yep.
Okay, so that's
go ahead.
It's kind of in some ways, as you said, even though you may be in the process of a loan mod, it'd be good to look into those as a as kind of a fallback or a safety net if the loan mod doesn't go through or.
Yeah, the thing is right, and the HAFA, they want you to have gone through trying to get a loan mod first under HAMP. But,
okay.
You know, like when we say loan mod, you know, the lender may be looking to modify your loan, but under this program you want to do it the HAMP under the HAMP program, you know, so you have to be plugged into these certain programs to take advantage of these programs. You know what I mean? So you can't just say go to a lender and say I want to do a loan mod, and they go, okay, we're trying to modify your loan, and then later switch it to HAFA. You actually have to start through the HAMP program. So it's technical, but it's easy to understand. And it's again, it's really good to get the advice because I think what happened when they first started these programs is the lenders went in with good – the systems weren't in place. You know how it's all about systems, Randy. Everything's all about systems. And the systems weren't in place and it wasn't lined up. And so you had a lot of unhappy people. But I think now they've gotten more of the bugs out of the system. But I'm seeing it as leverage sometimes with the seconds. Now, we have a site also. I mean, we have a lot of different sites in addition to realtyuniversal.com. There's a site called shortsaleornot.com. And on the top front page of that site, on the homepage, you can actually download a PDF that goes over the HAMP and the HAFA program in detail. Now, this is actually when everything came out. It's the actual PDF with all the rulings, et cetera. So it's important to check for update types of, you know, update situations, and that's where, you know, you can always go through our network to get advice, talk to attorneys, depending on who's up on what. But so it's still good to look at, and it hasn't gone away. I mean, we kind of thought maybe it was going to go away with all the bugs in the beginning, but it hasn't gone away. So it's definitely something to look at. And you do have, again, I've had a really good response with the seconds, but once in a while you may get a lender that's going to be pretty tough, and this forces them to actually agree on the second to, you know, the second has to agree if they're going through this program to lower, accept a lot less, huh?
That loan mod is no joke. That is that's a difficult process. The application and all the information they want. I found myself at Ginkgo's, man, faxing 35, 40 documents at a time.
Oh, you tried? Did you try to do the HAMP one or just a regular loan mod?
It's just a regular through City Mortgage.
What it is the actual different lenders like Bank of America, all that, they had to sign up to offer the programs. Who actually offers the program? It's actually the lenders getting involved, the servicers and everything doing the programs, but it's backed by the government. You know, it started through the government. So
something I learned too is interesting to the point that you mentioned earlier about sometimes. Even though in a letter it may seem like you're approved, and like you said, now they've gotten better at it. But still, I remember we had a second on our house, and the person who held the second, they offered us I think the second was $40,000, and they offered us to pay it off for $10,000.
Right, but you didn't go lower, yeah.
Yeah, we did, and thinking, wow, good deal, but. They never even told us, and we may have mentioned this before on the air with our program, but I know you and I have talked about it. There's some tax consequences there because you pay.
They didn't tell you about that? Oh, they're supposed to.
Yeah, so we go to get our taxes done, and they're like, yeah, so you're going to owe about $8,000 because you owe on that $30,000 that was forgiven, you know?
Wow.
And it's an interesting. So I'm learning a lot. I think we all learn as we go, and that's why again it keeps going back to why somebody needs someone like you to consult with them, because you're the expert and you know all of these little landmines and pitfalls. And
well, we try to keep updated. You know, we have to keep updated on everything, and even with us keeping updated, we constantly have to check and recheck because things change quickly. So the HAFA was started in 2009 and HAMP, the HAFA was started in 2010, actually, and then the HAMP is in 2009. But
it's an education. And a Realty Universal Radio is the program. And, again, Natalie Mullenix live from the East Coast, from Maryland, and Randy Zachary live from Maui, kind of the other end of the world, I guess, if you will, to some degree, and enjoying it here. And wherever you are in the world, we hope you're enjoying our program. And again, we continue to gain listeners, and we haven't really begun to promote it. We are going to get a Facebook page.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Twitter and all of those things. So we'll be working on those things and getting those up and running. And you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook and all that, and looking forward to that. But yeah, without even really doing a whole lot of promotion, and I guess that's the beauty of Blog Talk Radio and this community of listeners is people are looking for some of the key words that our show is about, which is real estate and real estate menu systems and whatnot, and folks are finding the show, so welcome aboard again. And you can contact Natalie through the website. Is that the best place, the best way, realtyuniversal.com?
Oh, absolutely. Or they can call realtyuniversal.com. It's better through the website. And then also they can contact 866-808-6368, toll-free, which is also on the website. But then this way they're directed to the right people, because it's we get pretty swamped, and quite a lot of calls and emails come in. So.
Well, you want to take a break?
Okay. Sounds good.
Take a break, and we will be right back. Realty Universal Radio, again, the website, realtyuniversal.com. Back in a few.
James Scurlock's remarkable documentary shines the light of truth on a national tragedy. You know, many Americans are drowning in debt, way too many, and something has to be done to stem this tide. I know about this personally. I was a millionaire starting from nothing by age 26, and I was broke again by 30. I crashed. I splatted. I did stupid with zeros on the end, and then I started over. And I was a millionaire again by the time I was 40. That time I did it with no debt, because I don't borrow money. I crashed and burned, but I learned. Believe me, I learned. And for almost 15 years now, I have sat at a broadcast desk like this, doing our talk radio show 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, listening to the pain and heartbreak of literally hundreds of thousands of Americans, millions of them listening in while I do that. Sure, I give advice, but first I listen. Never stop listening. Winning at money, personal finance, wealth building is 80% behavior. It's only 20% head knowledge. If you keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep getting what you've been getting. If you really want a different result, you've got to get knowledge, yes. But more importantly, you have to change your behavior permanently. When my wife Sharon and I did that, it revolutionized our lives. Personal finance isn't rocket science. It's just common sense. It's how your grandparents lived. If you don't have the money, you can't buy it. Hey, there's a neat idea. And, you know, you can learn how to handle money. You can change your behaviors. You can do it. Where do you start, though? Well, here's some practical ideas that our team members teach all across the nation every day. First, stop the bleeding. You can't get out of a hole while you're digging out the bottom. Cut up your credit cards. That's right. Plastic surgery, a plastectomy. You learn the difference between wants and needs. And for now, you only buy what you really need. And even if you're going to buy a want, you only do it with cash. And start using cash more. We suggest you use a thing called the envelope system, where you put cash in some envelopes for some of your spending categories, and you write on them what the money's for. On your food envelope, you write food, and then you can only buy food out of the food envelope, and you can't buy clothes out of the food envelope, and you can't buy food out of the clothes envelope. No cheating. And when that envelope's empty, I don't care if the shirt's on sale. Shut up. You can't buy it. That's how it works. Then get on a budget. We recommend a zero-based budget. Spend your whole paycheck on paper before the month begins. Give every dollar a name. Every dollar has a predestination. You got to love it. Hey, if you don't have a job, get one. We recommend a program we call the baby steps, because you can walk all the way around the world if you do it one step at a time, step by step by step. And cleaning up and winning with money is the same way. We have 7 baby steps we want to walk you through. Baby step 1. Start a beginner baby emergency fund of $1,000. Really quickly, I want you to get a $1,000 rainy day fund just to keep the little emergencies from becoming new debt. Number 2, set up a plan to get out of debt. We use a thing we call the debt snowball, where you list your debts smallest to largest, pay minimum payments on everything but the little one, and attack the little one with a vengeance. When that one's gone, you take the payments you used to pay there, and you attack the next one down. When that one's gone, you take the payments from 1 and 2, and you attack number 3, and you work all of your debts off except your house using the debt snowball. And you do that with real focused intensity. This, I've had it, I'm getting out of debt. Then once you finish baby step 2 and you're out of debt, everything but the house, you go back to that $1,000 account in baby step 3 and raise it up to 3 to 6 months of expenses. Once you've done that, then you move on to baby step four, which is 15% of your income into retirement. Five is saving for your kids' college, if that applies to your situation. Six is pay off the house early. You know, we're teaching people this all over America. They're paying off their homes in 7, 8, 9 years. How cool is that? And without a house payment, you move on to the last baby step. Baby step seven is become very wealthy and give a bunch of it away. When it comes to money, ignorance isn't bliss. You need to get in a class. Find one that offers both information and accountability. There are classes taught right now in thousands of locations all across the country. In classes, people learn what they need to know, and they put the knowledge to work, encouraging and supporting each other in the process. Read books about money. You know, I've written several, but there are many other people that have written great books. 5 years from now, Charlie Tremendous Jones says, you'll be the same person you are today, except for the people you meet and the books you read. Read, 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 read. Turn your car into a learning center. Zig Ziglar says this, we offer help and hope to callers on more than 300 radio stations, including Sirius and XM, 5 days a week. We take this message of personal responsibility, and we do it in live events several times a year with audiences that number tens of thousands of people. You know, I'm just one guy, but there's other people out there doing this stuff. Listen, help's available if you want it badly enough. You'll find it. I can tell you this, very few things are certain in life, but this much I can promise you, the anxiety, the pain, the calls from creditors, the hopeless cycle of debt, it will continue until you change. Yes, the companies are misbehaving, but you know what? It's up to you to fix your life. That personal responsibility element is where you have control. You can rock your world doing this.
Yeah, buddy. Randy Zachary, Natalie Mullinex, Realty Universal Radio. Again, the website, realtyuniversal.com, and that's our buddy Dave Ramsey. As we've talked about in the first half hour here of our program about the programs available to you if you're upside down and underwater and need to somehow get creative and proactive, I guess is a good word, about your home and your situation with your home and your mortgage. Of course, Dave Ramsey and his principles are always good. I love Dave Ramsey. In fact, Natalie Mullen, spit it out. Good thing we can edit this. Natalie Mullenix rejoins us from the East Coast. And Natalie, I know when I first heard Dave Ramsey talk about get out of debt, I thought, yeah, that's impossible. And the more I listened to him, the more I started going, you know, I think we could do this. And at the time, we were about $27,000 in debt, typical credit cards and this and that, and lines of credit and, you know, car loans. And we just, as he said, we started working what he calls the debt snowball, you know, smallest to largest debt, and started knocking them out. And then you start feeling empowered, and you start feeling freedom, and as he talks about breathing new air, and all of a sudden, you know, you start knocking them out. And we paid off about $27,000 in mostly credit card and kind of that kind of high interest debt in about 2 years. And so, you know, of course, we have our mortgage, and Dave talks about it all the time, being out of debt except for your mortgage, and always saying that, you know, owning a home is a good thing. But the rest of that stuff just kills you, doesn't it?
So they're not doing anything about it. And I think having a plan of action really makes a difference. And then you start seeing the results, and you feel better and better and better, and before you know it, it's all behind you. So we were recapping on the HAMP and the HOFA program, which is worth looking into. You can also find out more information on shortsaleornot.com. If you have a first and a second mortgage, the second mortgage holder must agree to take settle it for at least a maximum of $6,000. So that really helps because you work out your second upfront, basically, through this. So it's really a good program. You don't have to qualify under HOFA. It's actually them taking you you don't have to qualify as far as your income under HOFA because they're accepting a short sale. You do have to go through HAMP ahead of time to see if you're qualified or not. I mean, to go through HAMP first and get disqualified for the loan modification, and then you can switch over to HOFA. So that about takes us through the first half of our show. And second half is to go on the topic of the week. We actually will be bringing in more speakers shortly. Randy and I have just been kind of going back and forth. And Randy right now is in Maui, and I'm in Maryland. And looking forward to continue doing this and having more call-ins and open up. We'll start opening up the line soon for people to call in and have questions and hopefully bring cheer to the show.
Yeah, it's we're building week by week, and again, without promoting it, we're getting new listeners, and we appreciate you folks listening. And yeah, the phone number to call in, by the way, 347-945-5428. Again, 347-945-5428. Sometimes, you know, I've been in radio 35 years, and my experience has been that in what we call terrestrial radio, radio with like a transmitter and, you know, an earthly, not internet radio station, sometimes it takes a while to build an audience. But it's interesting with the internet that we really, without even promoting, we seem to be gaining listeners each week. And so if you are listening and want to call in and you have a question about the Hit for the Hoffa program, 347-945-5428. We'd love to chat with you. And,
yeah, and if you have any question about the real estate or anything, just call in. Feel free. It doesn't have to be specific to the show of the week. You know, feel free
absolutely.
To I know everybody's schedules are as such. And so, yeah, and we want to, we'll be building on it and give you the nuts and bolts. And, you know, we have teleseminars and educational, we do a lot of teleseminars, some on-site seminars, but we also have products you can download, information you can get. So we keep you in the loop. And if you want to just sign up for a free newsletter, you can also do that on realtyuniversal.com. Randy and I are going to dig into the social networking. We've kind of, been doing all the other. I've gotten involved in the internet back in the late 90s. I mean, and now it's leapfrogging past us. So we're going to plug in and go ahead and open up all the lines with the social networking, which we were holding off for the last couple of years. And it's more than time. And so you'll be able to reach us in several avenues versus just one. Again, you know, the second half of our show is about self-help, topic of the week, issues, that people may be going through. We're open to anything you want to call in about, actually.
That number, 347-945-5428. Valentine's week here on the Romantic Isle, and Monica and I, yesterday it was Valentine's Day, I can remember, celebrating our 31st wedding anniversary on Valentine's, and that's good news and bad news. The good news is you kill two birds with one stone, so to speak. You know, you get Valentine's and the anniversary on the same day. But the bad news, I guess, if you will, is it's got to be pretty special, whatever that is, if you're combining an anniversary and Valentine's Day. And so the last 3 years, we've been fortunate enough to come back to our former church here at Hope Chapel on Maui and really come back, on a budget, if you will. But we're crashing with some friends and borrowing a church van and, doing our
that's
our
wonderful.
Yeah, kind of making it happen.
I was going to come over there and see you too, but I had to race back to the mainland in January because of my brother. But I was going to come over there when you were there this week. So, that's a lot of, and it's wonderful. I think it's wonderful what you do with the marriage groups. You know, it's funny how, you know, we all have friends, and I got a phone call late last night with one of my girlfriends who was upset with her boyfriend, and I was sound asleep. I was like, oh, my God, you know when you're so tired, and you're like, oh, God, but you can't turn down friends, right? You just can't, she was upset because it was Valentine's Day and, you know, because of the way some of the things went. So I think we all, you know, you look at Valentine's Day and you look at life, and it's really a fine line between the expectations we have, which sometimes, sometimes in a relationship like that might be we might be expecting more than the other person knows. And a lot of times women expect people to read their minds. I mean, I'm guilty of that too, but at the same time, we want to be able to, we need to have boundaries and not settle for what you don't want, right? So it's a fine, I guess the Valentine's Day, I would think, is supposed to be romantic and special, and I hope it worked out for everybody. But I guess you have pros and cons on that day, huh? Because of, because you do. Yeah. You know, somebody might say, wait a minute, I was expecting a nice little diamond necklace, and maybe the boyfriend, significant other, husband just gives him flowers, right? You know, or maybe they were expecting dinner out, and you know, who knows? But I think that's life is so short. All I can say is we really need to cherish and enjoy each other.
Well, yeah, and relationships, you know, and again, we don't want to get too super spiritual here necessarily with this topic, although obviously my perspective, and I know yours, is that God is at the center of everything, including any relationships that we have. But if you just want to talk about, as we say, self-help or being a better person, marriage absolutely in a relationship with another person, that's what it was meant for. You know, you talked about expectations and differing, you know, being disappointed and stuff with relationships. And I think that's the problem, is that people go into relationships with different ideas of what it's about. That whole idea of he makes me happy, she makes me happy, they complete me, and then. Guess what? You know what? It's not about making us necessarily happy. It's about making us better people. That's what a relationship is all about. Because once you get in a relationship, it's about not being so selfish. It exposes our selfishness. You got me going now, man, Natalie.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Go for it. I love it. I need to hear it too.
And that we find it over and over again as we counsel and coach couples is that, you know, this thing that our culture and society has created, expectations about marriage, that it's going to make us happy, and does he make you happy? You know what? Nobody, no one other person was ever meant to make us be the end-all, be-all. Yes, they make us happy. Yes, they bring us joy. Obviously, we're attracted to them. There's an element of that. But we're not. It's not the end-all, be-all. And so whether or not you buy into, you know, God on the, you know, retail or wholesale level here, let's just talk spirituality and being a better person. I think we can all agree that's about selflessness. That's about serving others. That's about being, you know, loving toward other people. And that is not in our nature. And so we get in this relationship with this other person who we've become vulnerable with. And for guys, that's a difficult thing to, you know, let down the wall and be vulnerable. I think probably for some women too. And now we have with this one person, and now we're very vulnerable. And they have the power in their hands because they know us, you know, to crush us or to, you know, to continue to shape us and mold us and help us become better people. But it's about selflessness. It's not about, oh, they bought me this, I'm so happy, we're, you know, and anyway, Natalie, that's some of the
that's
stuff
wonderful.
We talk about, you know,
no, it's very real true. It's not, and you know, we really believe that without the spiritual side of things, you can't do the other side. You know, that's why I'm really big on, you know, life is, I mean, I have loved God and believe in God and have faith, and I couldn't be going through what I'm going through now without God and my faith. But you know, you see counseling, and if it doesn't include spiritual, to me, it can't work. I mean, it just one goes hand in hand, you know. And I think, and you're right, we can't expect other people to make us happy. We have to make ourselves happy and be whole in who we are and work on ourselves. And I think, you know what, I think it's a constant thing that we have to do for our entire life. I don't think we're ever going to get to where, even though we may be at peace with ourselves and feel comfortable and say, this is who I am and I'm good with myself, I don't think we can ever stop working on ourselves, just like we need to exercise and we need food and we need rest and we need the basics. And it's amazing when you go through the biggest tragedies how much the basics come home and you go, oh gosh, I've got to sleep. I don't feel like eating. I'm upset. I have to eat. I have to rest. You know, the basics and love and relationships, it's all basics. It's funny how so many people work on the money issues. And of course we need money here to make things go and to, you know, to be able to survive and give back and help. But the things that are free, you know, and the love and the relationships are the most important. And you see people, you know, I just saw with my brother having a bad relationship, finding out he was being cheated on, getting upset. You know, it can lead to tragedy, and you hear it and see it all the time. And, you know, I wish it would be more a matter of sometimes us looking at it saying, hey, wait a minute, this isn't a bad thing. Maybe I'm not supposed to be with this person for a reason, and maybe, you know, higher powers, God, are, you know, are knows that this isn't good for me, so this is something that's not going to work, right? And it's not a bad thing. Not everything's supposed to work, right? But instead, because we all get to be perfectionist or codependent and intertwined in these things, we're like, no, why isn't it working? And grabbing on, and maybe, you know, you see tragic things happening constantly, and I just had to live it. And it's, you know, add a little bit of alcohol and whatever, and people see things differently too. So I'm only mentioning that because this work that we must do on ourselves is consistent forever. It's not like we're done and then that's it. You know, it's a consistent thing that we have to do, and we can't expect somebody else to come in and be the, you know, all us women always want the man on the, you know, the knight in shining armor to come in on the white stallion and just carry us, pick us up and sweep us away to everlasting love. And, you know, no, I'm telling the man, we all do. I honest to God, a lot of women really want it, even though it's like this fantasy yep. thing, you know. Okay, I'm not holding my breath. Huh?
Yeah.
You know, you're not, I'm like, I'm not holding my breath, no, but I'm going to, you know, but it's really, but we really do have to know that we all bring baggage to the table, we all bring our own perceptions, we all bring our own stuff, so how can we know we have it ourselves, and then we expect that other person to be Mr. or Mrs. Wonderful, and just meet all our needs? It's not going to happen, you know, and I think that's the first thing to start, you know. But our expectations, some people are afraid to say what they are expecting and keep it quiet and expect the other person to read their mind and then blow up later when it doesn't happen, you know. So I think there's work to all this stuff. It's man, is a lot of work, isn't it? Sometimes it's but I think it's also yeah. with respect and you know, it comes through. I was reading on the CNN internet used yesterday, because that's why I don't watch TV hardly ever. They had Dalila, you know, for the radio talk show host, who's been doing it for years and years. My hats go off to her. I didn't know her story. You know, as far as she has 12 children, I think they said three are biological, the other nine are adopted. And she has a, you know, plot of land out in, I think it's Washington State. Don't quote me. I was reading. It's over on the West Coast. And very, very interesting story in life. And she's stuck with the radio all these years and now has, you know, millions of listeners. And you know, she was basically saying on the internet news that she still puts out the sappy songs because people want to feel love. And, you know, and people call in. And I was amazed. They said, I don't know how many thousands, I think it was 50-some thousand call in and maybe 100 get through a show, and she does it for 5 hours a day, 7 days a week. To me, it's exciting because you know how we are about, you know, living our passion and working virtually and doing what we believe in, and we just do it. And it reminded us of how we are, and many, many people probably feel the same way, is she was fired from something, one of the shows she was told not to do something years ago. I'm not sure if it was 70s or 80s. And she, you know, 2 months later she was fired, and she still moved on and didn't let that dissuade, you know, persuade anything she did. And here she is, you know. She's getting to do what she wants to do, how she wants to do it. And but she gets the call-ins, and everybody's, you know, they're, you know, you all the different songs they want to play for who they lost or who they missed or if they think they messed up or who they're in love with right now. You know, it's just amazing. And
it is, and it's love is it's interesting. Again, our society has created this somehow. You know, it's going to fulfill us. And you know, like I say, our story, the 22nd version, is Monica and I were married after 10 years, you know, in Christian radio, of all things, and youth ministry in a church. She filed for divorce because I was a closet alcoholic and, you know, addicted to pornography, and then eventually acted out and committed adultery. And she was done with all that. You know, she was done. And yada, 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 you know, through all that pain and whatnot, God, you know, healed our brokenness, and we began to have hope for our marriage. And to your point earlier, it is work, and it is forever work. We, you know, we are. Let me give you a little snippet right now. You ready?
Yeah.
Here we are, the kind of quote unquote marriage experts, and I guess you become an expert when you make enough mistakes in a, you know, in an arena. That
it helps.
You,
yeah.
You can tell people not what not to do. But here we are doing our show. I'm sitting in a Starbucks in Kihei, Maui, and she's been shopping, and she's now waiting for me, and I just got a text, you know, what are you doing? When are you coming? You know, and my point is, there's just always emotion. There's always little stuff to deal with. Last night, here's, okay, Valentine's, let's talk about it. I'm going to give you an example again.
Did you get a roses?
Well, here's the deal. I didn't get a roses, but I got her some
okay.
nice things. I got her some nice things, but we went to, we went out to dinner, and you can imagine on Maui, Valentine's night, every restaurant that's decent is packed, and we go to I don't even go to a super duper fancy. Our favorite place is a place called Beach Bums in Ma'alaya Harbor,
mm-hmm.
and it's this really cool outdoor
sure.
barbecue kind of bar and grill thing. And I thought, wow, it's not super fancy. So and Monica loves it, and wow, so this is cool. We get there, and of course, she says, yeah, there's about an hour wait. So we go, well, you know, we'll wait an hour. So we sit and we talk and we chat. I go back up. I go, how's it looking? After about an hour, she said, yeah, it's looking like probably another hour. I'm like, wow, so now we're going to wait 2 hours for dinner. Well, we go inside, of course, and there's a bar area, and we meet some people, and, you know, we start talking to them and have a good time. But I guess my point of all that is, you know, even in that, and that's life. Here's an evening with great expectations, and then little things happen to kind of chip away at the quote-unquote happiness of it. So now we finally get our table. We've been there 2 hours. Monica's not really hungry. And I'm
like,
wow.
You waited that long?
We just waited 2 hours and you're not hungry.
Oh,
now,
my God, but I would have probably gone to another restaurant.
In the olden days, I would have got, you know, upset. And I just said, wow, well, let's split an appetizer. So they had like these nachos, and I thought that'll be great. We ordered these nachos. And the nachos, again, now here's another thing, expectations. Usually when you hear nachos, you think, you know, chips, you know, with stuff on them, right? Mexican kind of like
right.
tortilla chips. It's French fries. They bring it, and it's French
oh,
fries.
Oh, no. Are you serious?
Kailua pork, you know, and sour cream.
Oh, I love Kailua pork, but I didn't know they had French fries instead of nachos.
Well, it just, at every turn, it seemed like, in our special evening, it could have gone south. But we kept kind of the eye on the ball, which was we're together. This is our 31st anniversary.
Congratulations.
And it was just like, so I guess I share that to share encouragement to people. When things go south, when things seem to go wrong, you know what, keep your eye on the ball. It's about relationships, what God's teaching you in that moment.
And Monica's a wonderful godly woman, though. I have to give Monica, she's amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
She's amazing. That's 31 years. Did you actually get married on Valentine's Day?
We got married on Valentine's Day.
Cool.
Yeah.
I missed that.
We
I'm
did.
Sorry.
Wow. It was not because I'm so romantic. It's because I was scared and we had postponed. I'd gotten cold feet and we'd postponed the wedding twice. And the only other time it was available was on Valentine's Day.
Are you kidding? No, that's too funny. That's great.
Oh, you're so romantic. No, I chickened out a couple times, and this was the only date available. We're at the church we wanted. So, yeah, it's good. She's been a blessing, and, of course, I always say she's been, you know, been God to me. She's been Jesus to me. And when I did not deserve it, when she had every biblical reason to divorce me, you know,
that's
she
fantastic.
Stuck with me. And,
31 years, that's amazing. That's wonderful. That's really, really solid and really, really awesome.
So it's possible, but it's not without work. And like you said earlier, it is work every day. But
I think people do need to realize, though, that sometimes it is work every day, and I think the commitment has to be there, you know, and that's where God comes in. And if you go by the spiritual, you know, the biblical ways, and you really, you know, do get married, not just live together. I mean, some people say, well, it's fine living together. I disagree, because I'm not knocking if someone lives together. I just think the commitment's not there. And I know I wouldn't play house with somebody, but if they're happy doing it, if you're happy, that's, you know, there's a lot of relationships that just work for people, and they work and they're comfortable and they're happy, then that's fine. Don't fix something that isn't broken, you know. But I think there are situations, like, you know, like just what my brother went through. He caught the girl cheating, you know, and it was devastating. And then he, you know, he was upset, and he's not here now. I mean, you know, I think sometimes the issues can really escalate where they shouldn't escalate, you know, and that could be tragic. I really have to believe, but when we become codependent and we're used to being with that person all the time, it's not so easy to say, hey, maybe this is the end of the road, you know, or maybe, you know, it's not good for us. Because there are times where that could be the situation that, you know, they're not compatible people. They've grown apart. I mean, after a lot of work or whatever, you know, and I think that sometimes we have to trust in life that there's blessings that come through those times too, where we think, you know, we just, you know, it's not going to work, you know, and that could be okay. Maybe both people are better off with other people in the future, you know. So I only say that because I think if it gets to the point where there's anger and somebody could drive off and die because they're so upset, you know, or you could end up walking in the street and getting hit by a car because you're so upset, you know, there you need to look and pull back a little bit and go, wait a minute, like, let me reevaluate this right now, you know. Let me go calm down. Let me make sure I'm not, you know, not drinking or doing anything, you know, to exasperate the time. So, my hat's off again to Delilah. Wouldn't that be fun to do a show like that? Or, you know, I would love if we could do a self-help show like Oprah Winfrey, how she always had her. I didn't watch that many of them because over the years I'm just not a TV person. But you know, the self-help issues, I just, wouldn't that be fun? That would be so much fun.
The second half of what we do here with this show is maybe the beginning of maybe yet another show, and in this day and age of video and YouTube, I mean, literally, you can have your own TV channel and see where it goes from there. And I know that's been a part of our dream together, you and I, is in this arena to develop and enhance and build on the idea of how to be the person you've always wanted to be and. What does that mean? And if that's so, then then should you act? I mean, you know, and ironically, it's the people who help other people the most. You know, I love the stories about Bill Gates that, you know, they can't give away enough money, man. The more they give, the more it comes back to them.
Isn't that great?
You know, they're both just very, very generous. And I love that. That is a law of the universe. And I know, you know, people get kind of carried away with some of that, but it's absolutely true that, you know, as you give, you know, it comes back. That's a biblical thing. Pressed down, shaken together, running over to the measure that you give out, it will be given back is what, you know, Ephesians 3:20 says. And without getting Bible thumper on everybody.
No, it's wonderful because I think it's neat for people to. I mean, it's good to cite the verses. People can go look it up. You know, there's a neat Bible app too. I think. Oh gosh, I can't think of. There's Bible apps you can download right onto your phone now, and then type. What are they? You can have a concordance and then type in a word like, you know, I want to find scriptures on, you know, love or marriage or relationships or, you know, anything, and you can type it in and it'll give you these scriptures to read to. Get some food for thought right away. I think that's really cool.
So easy. Google and those apps just make it now so easy. Instead of flipping through a Bible, because a lot of us struggle with, gosh, where's Galatians? Is it by Ephesians? Or, or some of those Old Testament books. But nowadays you can literally type, just Google Habakkuk 3:10, and you're at that verse. You know, if you think of that verse, you know, you might think of, let's see, for God so loved, that's all I know. I'll type that in. Boom. Here's the rest
of the verse.
And then
it tells you right away. Exactly. It's so cool. It really is. It really is really amazing.
Well, it's awesome. Again, I hope we helped people with this program, both on the front side with some real estate issues, folks being upside down. Again, realtyuniversal.com, the website. And when you mention, again, the hemp and the hoppa, could you spell those so that people...
Sure. The hemp is H-A-M-P. H-A-M-P, and HAFA is H-A-F-A. You can also download a PDF at shortsaleornot.com. It's easy to Google and find out a lot of information, too. It's right there.
You've got cool websites.
You've got some cool websites.
Well, we have a lot of websites we have to do more with. We've had them for a long time, too. But we've got short sale or not, foreclosure or not, bankruptcy or not, you know, and there's so many different things. I have to plug in, Randy. I've just got to make myself do it right now. I can't, you know, with my brother right now passing away, I just can't, like, I keep feeling like this isn't real, you know. I know, and they said with grief, there's like five stages we go through, you know, and it can be, you know, there's denial and you're angry and you're upset and then you're like, you know, bartering, you know, and just like it's a very, and then there's, of course, crying, and then there's acceptance, they say. I find I'm going through, depending on the time of the day, you know, I feel like I'm going through all the different emotions, and I just have to do it. I just have to throw myself into, you know, one of the things I think of having your own businesses versus working, I'm definitely totally, totally entrepreneurial and totally believe in, you know, creating your own destiny and having your own businesses, et cetera, and everything. But I've noticed, I've talked to different people that said, yeah, when my close relative died and this person died, I could only take 2-3 days off, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, how did you do it? I couldn't imagine, you know, being right back to work that fast. And I was told, you know, for some people, it kind of plugged them into being back to where they had to focus on something else, which helped get their mind off the death, you know, and the tragedy and the upset more. So I can see, you know, in me, I've, of course, got my own schedule, so I can see where that would apply to different people. And also I'm seeing how everybody grieves differently. Some people are just like, okay, that's the way it is, and let's go. You know, other people are like me, I'm just so connected to my brother that I'm having a really hard time with it because he's just like, so life is always, the only thing constant in life is change, right? And we will get through life. Sometimes it's one day at a time. And then there's, you know, and it's a good life. I mean, we really do have overall a very, very good life. And so I'll let you wrap it up, Randy. And I'd just like to say to everybody, I wish you peace.
Let's go back in. Hang on. Hey, do you mind if I just kind of with our listeners pray with you real quick as we wrap up? I know you're going through, you know, a tough time, and I just kind of feel led to do that. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Hey, Lord God, we acknowledge that you're God, and we don't understand. You say in your Bible that your ways are your ways and not our ways, and we can't understand them, and we don't. We're God, but we do ask for, Lord, for grace, for peace, for Natalie and her family as they continue to go through this tragedy. We ask that you would, Lord, as she continues to grieve and takes the time to do that, I pray that, God, you would let her be okay with that. We thank you for, we thank you for her personality, which is entrepreneurial and go-getter, and that's a beautiful part and an inspiring part of her personality. But we ask that in this time that you help her with that so that she takes the time to properly grieve. And we ask again to give her peace and grace, Lord, and just may you show up with our face more real than you've ever been to her, because you said you would. So we thank you in your name. Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
All righty. God bless you guys. RealtyUniversal.com is the website, and we will, again, Lord willing, see you next week at this same time.